This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, June 22nd, brought to you by AgriPulse. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Daly. Well, the ag industry is expected to get a look at the Senate's proposed Farm Bill language. Senate Agriculture Chairman John Bozeman of Arkansas indicated the legislation to be released before the end of the week. Bozeman said his committee aims to debate and vote on the bill sometime between the second half of July and early August. The bill is not expected to include top controversial issues like pesticide labeling rules or efforts to do away with California's Proposition 12 and other state animal containment laws. Those issues slowed progress in the House, which ultimately passed its version of a farm bill back on April 30th. The effort in Congress to fully pass a new ag legislation, dubbed by some as Farm Bill 2.0, follows a substantial update of federal agriculture programs and last year's One Big Beautiful Bill Act. Those provisions are set to boost ag-focused federal spending by about $65 billion over the next decade. Prospects for a concluded farm bill this year may well hinge on the ability of Republicans and Democrats to come to a deal on a requirement that some states must soon start paying a share of the federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program cost, that based on their SNAP payment error rates. Senator Amy Klobuchar, top Democrat on the Ag Committee, is pressing for a delay of the cost shift, saying it needs to be examined for fairness reasons to avoid potential unintended consequences. Bozeman said the change is needed to fix a broken system. The chamber plans to consider a bill from Senator Deb Fischer that would speed up access to federal disaster relief funds for U.S. agriculture producers. That measure passed the Senate earlier this year. On the opposite side of the Capitol, the House reconvenes after a week-long recess tomorrow. On the trade front, U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer is in India this week for bilateral talks. The two nations are said to be in, quote, the final stages of concluding a deal. An interim agreement reached in February for India to buy $500 billion in American goods over 5 years. That includes agricultural products. U.S. corn and soybean crop conditions were unchanged from last week. That's according to the USDA's National Ag Statistics Service weekly crop progress report released this afternoon. Corn, 97% emerged, 5% of the crop. Silking, 68% of the crop rated good to excellent. For soybeans, 93% of the crop has emerged, 9% of the crop is blooming, and 2/3 of the crop rated in good to excellent condition. As for spring wheat, 16% headed, 54% rated good to excellent. NASS estimates winter wheat conditions only 26% good to excellent. The crop said to be 40% harvested. In today's news, export inspections of U.S. corn down for both this time last week and last year, the USDA said in its grain export inspections report. Corn inspections for the week ending June 18th totaled 1.45 million metric tons, down from 1.65 million reported at this time last week. It's down 1.5 million from this point last year. Demand for U.S. crops domestically may see an increase this year and next due to the, in part to the larger changes made by the EPA in the renewable fuel standard. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by AgriPulse. For 250 years, America has been shaped by the people who feed, fuel, and lead our nation. Celebrate America's 250th year with AgriPulse and save $250 on your first subscription. Use code 250USA at checkout by visiting agripulse.com/subscription. Don't miss the news that matters most. Subscribe to AgriPulse today. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Daly.